Alex, just think it over. You're walking away from history. Did Christopher Columbus say that the distance was too far to travel? Did Washington think that the British were too powerful to fight? Did Galanka think the sonars were too ugly to save? Oh, never mind.
Columbus? Washington? Look, Centauri, I am just a kid from a trailer park.
If you say that, that's all you'll ever be. Who do you think the heroes are? Generals, presidents, kings? They're just people shouting things, hoping they happen. So who do you think the heroes are? They're people just like you. People with a gift, a skill, an idea, or a wrong to right. They're people against the odds with the will to risk a fight. David against Goliath, Galileo against the popes, Mother Teresa, a dog, the police, a small town teacher named Scopes. What does it take to make a hero? What do you do to become one? Do you know any schools with the tools and the rules to train them? No. So, what does it take to make a hero? What do you need to become one? Is it brawn? Is it brain? Or indifference to pain? Or a hidden strength retained for a rainy day? Stepping out of the ordinary, heroes accept their fate. Stepping up to the plate, doing something extraordinary, maybe something even great. What does it take to make a hero? Is there nothing to do to become one? Is it there from the start? Some unlearnable art burning deep in the heart? God only knows. But it shows, my boy, in you. Yes, it flows within and through. And someday you'll know it's true. You are a hero. They're never called to use. And some with gifts are called, but they refuse. But some are called and know what must be done. And gift or none, they're the only ones, win or lose. They choose to be heroes.